Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to the probably very abbreviated E3 2018 Square Enix Showcase Review Show, because this thing went like 30 minutes exactly, and you're going, that's it? And, alright.
Yeah, we may have a longer podcast than the actual press show.
Yeah. That could possibly have an... I mean, I don't know. There's not that much to talk about, honestly. Because...
No. Yeah.
Most of it we talked about during Microsoft's press conference.
This would be a short one.
So, they started... I mean, I think, first of all, we need to give Square Enix a pat on the back for just understanding you don't need to have Japanese dudes talking with a bunch of subtitles throughout the entire thing. They just said, you know what? We're going to show you games.
You just need to have Keith David talking, and that makes everything better.
Damn right. He does make things a lot more exciting. They started off with Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I think that's probably what you guys said, the opening cutscene, or a cutscene.
Yeah, he said it was the opening.
Okay. And then they showed off some gameplay of her sneaking around, shooting arrows. Then they showed some pictures and a trailer of some of the quote-unquote new stuff that is in this game. It's Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely love the first two. I'm super excited for the third one. And this is one of the few things that they showed earlier that they actually showed extra stuff for.
Yeah,
so,
they actually had new footage.
So that was good. Honestly, at this point in the press conference, I was really excited for Square. I was like, alright, so they showed off stuff, and now they're going to show here to show more detail of things and really get into it. And then the rest of the press conference happened.
Yeah, exactly. Then the rest of the press conference happened. You know, again, like, they gave away some things here at Microsoft for that. And this is, like you said, one of the ones where they said, okay, this is one of the games that's coming out this year. Let's focus on that. And they provided more on it. Final Fantasy XIV getting another expansion. That's not surprising. That game has been really well received. And people keep playing it, keep paying that subscription fee. And it's beloved as far as the Final Fantasy universe goes. So, if you play that game, you'll be excited by the expansion. None of us do here. Now, I don't know how much Mark cares about this at all, because he does have Monster Hunter World. There's a FF14 crossover with it coming in the summer. So,
yeah, I imagine it'll hit both games. Like in Monster Hunter, you'll probably get like Orin's outfit or someone's outfit and weapon, and then fight like some monster, and then vice versa. In Final Fantasy 14, by fight like one of the big dragons or something.
I'm down with that. I think that's cool. That's good to see them crossing over, and that's a whole different publisher. You know, it's still a Japanese publisher, but nice to see Capcom and Square working together. And then you get more on the Captain Spirit free.
I thought it was Captain Awesome. What up?
Is it Captain Awesome?
No, it's the Awesome Adventures of Captain
Spirit. Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
But well, I don't know if we got anything new.
There was new stuff at the end when he's like fighting blasters and shit.
Yeah, it looks like there might be like a create a suit feature or something, and that's what they were trying to show off there. The developer diary thing, I couldn't really pay attention much to because it's in French, and yeah.
Stupid French people.
Like, it's fine, it's just like, I don't know, not...
And he kept it short and sweet. It wasn't a long monologue. That, again, this, as with the rest of this press conference, short and sweet, and to the point. It just wasn't as... There wasn't as much as we were expecting. There were really no big surprises.
And Captain Spirit, we'd already gotten a lot of at Microsoft as well. Mm-hmm. So,
if you want the long French monologue, that's going to be Ubisoft.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. All right, yes.
So the first, like, I guess, sort of surprise, we knew this game's coming, but I think it's the first time we've really seen something of it. It's Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of the Elusive Age. They showed off the world, they showed off the main characters, and, you know, look good. It's, so,
and I'm coming excited. In September, so that's good.
Yeah, too, September 4th, so that's another game coming out this year. They've already got Tomb Raider, they've got Just Cause coming out at the end of the year, they've got this game, so, and they've got another game we'll talk about that we had no idea existed, so... called The Quiet Man, that looks like a cross between The Bouncer and, I don't know, maybe Infamous. Sort of look like, gave me a little Infamous vibes there, too. And he was just fighting some Mexican dudes, so.
Graphically, it looked good. I mean, obviously, we didn't get to see a lot of it. It's just kind of a teaser deal for it, but it's definitely something that is interesting.
Are you interested in it at all, Marker?
I'll be curious if how they do sound, because it sounded like that guy was deaf. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
I think the story
is going to be very interesting, and in how they handle the whole if he's deaf or he's mute or whatever. That's
way to go.
Yeah, they had another new game called Babylon's Fall. This should have. Knights fighting each other. We'll have to see how that goes. It's coming in 2019. Square Enix doing a medieval game or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Platinum Games doing a medieval one.
Yeah, they showed off the Nier coming to Xbox One. All right, that was a bigger thing for Microsoft, obviously. Project Octopath Traveler. Basically was letting you know it comes out next month. That's all that was there for. And then they showed off a lot of Just Cause 4, which obviously that's your other big Western game coming this year. I think you needed to show that off. And I'm intrigued by it. I never really played the Just Cause games, but all the stuff they showed here was impressive. The extreme weather, the new locale in South America, they enhanced the grapple, they added an airlift thing, there's a new story, the enemies are all supposed to be very challenging for Rico, and they made a big deal about the Apex engine, so.
Yeah, that's one I'll give a shot. Like, I've been replaying Just Cause 3 on PC, and it holds up pretty well.
I'm with you, Sean. I haven't really given the series much of a chance yet, but I mean, the gameplay has always looked good, and it was nice to see some of it again.
And then they shut off Kingdom Hearts to end the show. You got pretty much the Frozen world again. Nothing too new there. I think they showed off a few different new things, like the showing off your friend characters from the opening of Kingdom Hearts 2 that you're just dying to get out of, mostly. I mean, I like those characters, but...
They also showed gameplay of or footage from Mickey and your island buddy, I forget his name.
Riku?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the cut hair. And then I don't know if Aqua has been possessed or if she's supposed to be a bad character.
She looked pretty evil, especially with the yellow eyes.
You know, it's Kingdom Hearts. I expected more from Kingdom Hearts, honestly, this being the Square showcase, and they didn't show you really much of a whole lot. So
this seemed like the uncut trailer, and Xbox got a slightly cut version of this, because it was the exact same trailer, just with a few extra things fit in there. Like, even some of the Frozen stuff, it looked like they added an extra line or two here and there that they just kind of cut for time on Xbox, and then obviously the ending stuff they added, but it wasn't anything. Once again, most of this press conference was what I was really worried about, because Square just loves to let other people debut their stuff, and they did that with Microsoft, and as we were kind of saying on the stream, you know, we probably expect now Avengers to show up on Sony. If there's any Final Fantasy, it's going to show up on Sony. Another World of Kingdom Hearts, maybe, it's going to show up on Sony. So here you go with Square with all of this great stuff. Like, all of the stuff they showed looked really, really good. But 80% of it we saw yesterday. And the other stuff that we were expecting to see, I guess, is going to show up tonight. So it was, you come off disappointed, but in the end, this is kind of how a press conference from a studio like this should be. Just 30 minutes of, here's what's coming out, really quick, boom, boom, boom. So overall, you know, the feel of the press conference is great. It's just, it's either we saw it all before, or they didn't show stuff that I guess we'll see tonight, and we're disappointed by it.
I mean, I don't know what else you're, other than the Left Alive game, which I know I said several times at the press conference, but they announced that thing, we've gotten like literally nothing since they announced it. And then, you know, if they were, I don't think they would, Sony would waste their time with the Final Fantasy 15 DLC. So, I mean, I don't really know what, other than more Kingdom Hearts stuff, I don't know what else people really expected them to show. I don't, anybody, I think.
The new Avengers game. See that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Avengers, I think, might be far off, because, like, could it hurt Spider-Man that you're announcing another freaking Marvel game already?
No, because Spider-Man's due out next month, or this month, I think, or in September. Avengers is due next year, at least.
I mean, I know video games and movies are different, but did it hurt Black Panther that Avengers came out a month later? I mean, there's 90 Marvel movies.
It's different, though. Those are movies that are leading up into each other.
You don't know that the games aren't? They could be trying to do the whole same thing.
I doubt it. But, you know, it's different people making it.
I know. But still, it's not going to hurt anything.
We'll see. Sony has a lot that they want to show themselves. So, if that even happens, I wouldn't be surprised that maybe there was nothing else from Square Enix either. If Sony doesn't show anything. So.
Yeah, and that's fine. If we don't get anything, we don't get anything. But if Avengers and some kind of update from Final Fantasy VII shows up at Sony, then once again, Square just doesn't understand that your press conference would be so much better if you kept your exclusives to yourself, and then people would want to tune in. But again, it's a Japanese publisher that just, they don't care.
Well, let's be honest. All the third parties do this, right? Like EA, EA really didn't have much to show, but Ubisoft showed off The Division 2 at Microsoft's. The thing is, they're going ahead of Sony, so whatever they show of Assassin's Creed or whatever, that's going to be good for them.
Also, Ubisoft actually has other games to show.
They're going to see. That's the thing. They're going to get the Splinter Cell reveal, which nobody else is going to get, and that's going to get them a lot of talk. So, I don't know. I feel like if they
ran it like Square does, then they will slip Splinter Cell and let Sony get it.
That seems like weird, though.
That's what Square does.
Oh, but Ubisoft loves doing the, hey, one more thing, it's a Tom Clancy game.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what Square should have done here.
Yeah. But maybe they just don't have that right now, though.
We'll see. I mean, we'll find out. But that's how the Square's always worked, is other people announce their stuff.
To be fair, Sony revealed
the Final Fantasy VII remake.
To be fair, it's been 3 years since that god-awful press conference, I think, so... I think baby steps, maybe, with Square. Like, let's give them credit for having a good press conference this time. And then maybe if they do one next year, hey, you already have experience. Like, let people talk about you from yourself. I'm still flabbergasted by the fact that there was a 1 hour difference between when that's supposed to end and the post show is supposed to start. So
yeah.
So, do you want to grade it?
Yeah. I'll give it a 7. What they showed was really good. We got 2 new game announcements. One that's coming out this year that I don't think anybody knew existed unless you're a really, really insider. And, you know, maybe there wasn't enough shown of the things that weren't Tomb Raider and Just Cause, but they focused on the things that you're about to spend your money on. So I don't think we can really hate them too much for that. It's just the, like, there was no big surprise that makes you go, oh, Square, you're awesome. Thank you. I really wanted that.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6 with the caveat if Avengers gets debuted on Sony, I'll drop it to a 5.
I would give it a 5, and that's being generous. It's mostly because of Keith David.
Again, as the difference between this press conference and EA is, I mean, both didn't show a lot, but Square Enix was to the point, quick. It was enjoyable the whole time. There was never a point where you go, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah, this wasn't embarrassing like EA.
Yeah, so again, I give them bonus points for that, but if Avengers gets shown, that's your big caveat. But again, it's Square Enix, it's a Japanese publisher. Like, to them, E3 is nothing. That's why Nintendo does their directs now. It's like, E3 is just this thing that happens in California, they don't care.
Oh, but they do save some big things for it still. You know, whereas...
They didn't save anything for it.
No, not well, Square. I'm talking about Nintendo.
No, I agree. But I mean, but they have their own deal now. Like,
yeah. Maybe Square should adopt the Nintendo format and do this a little bit more often. I don't know. Just something to think about. I think this hits really well with Western people that maybe aren't always so keen on their games and go, hey, like, I didn't know there was a new Dragon Quest coming, or, you know, hey, Just Cause 4, cool. Like, maybe they should think about connecting with that audience more and doing more of those, like, sort of direct things, but we'll see. It takes some time.
That would require way too much Japanese on screen.
They didn't have Japanese on screen.
Yeah, but they did it. This is one time. They don't have to do 4, you know, 4 a year.
You can find an English person if they want to.
I think we've established Square can't do that, given their last E3 press conference.
Fair enough. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll see what Sony has later tonight, and Ubisoft is in a couple of hours. They, I'm sure, will have some big announcements. They always do. And yeah, so we'll have 2 more podcasts today. If you want to hit live streams, go to Randy's Twitch channel, the Riz24, correct?
No, Riz Nation.
Riz Nation, sorry. And you can watch us live there, discussing it as it goes along. But all right. Until Ubisoft, we'll see you later, everybody.
Later.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get 4 lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.